time. Again, we're going to have time at the end for questions, because there's a lot of information, a couple of very rich programs that have just been described, and I know I want to learn more about them. Next, we're going to take a slightly different turn, really focus at what's going on at the physician level. And Rosalyn Terrell returned to college after raising her children as a non-traditional student to fulfill her lifelong dream of becoming a social worker. She received her undergraduate degree from Chapin State University in Baltimore, Maryland, and a master's degree in social work from Howard University in Washington, D.C. This project that she's going to be presenting on today is a result of her participation as a graduate student in the RISE Research Externship Program at Kenny Krieger Institute. Today, she is a licensed social worker, presently employed as a behavioral specialist with Metro Delta Health Start in Baltimore. Thank you.
Good morning. Afternoon. The impact of physicians' referral procedure on rates of initial contact with early intervention. Before beginning, I would like to thank the American Public Health Association for this opportunity. Little is known about referral procedures and their impacts on patients' access to additional services. This research examines physicians' referral procedures and the impact they have on rates at which children make initial contact with early intervention programs. None of the authors have any personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. This presentation will not involve comments or discussions of unapproved, off-label, experimental, or investigational use of any products, drugs, or devices. A few important facts of introduction. Early identification of developmental disorders is critical to maximizing children's long-term developmental outcomes. Early identification of children with disabilities are entitled under federal law to early intervention services through local programs authorized under Part C of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. In this presentation, these programs will be referred to as early intervention programs. Physicians and other primary care providers can play a vital role in the early identification and referral of children with suspected disabilities to early intervention programs. However, little is known about the impact of physicians' referral procedures upon a child's access to needed services. This study therefore examines physicians' referral procedures and the impact they have on children's access to early intervention services. Our specific objectives were to determine if physicians' referral procedures are associated with the rates at which children no-show their initial assessment by early intervention programs, the age of the child at time of referral, or rates of eligibility for early intervention services. We divided physician referrals into direct and indirect referrals. With direct referrals, the physician directly placed the referral to local early intervention programs following discussions with a caregiver, such as physicians placing a phone call or faxing a paper referral form. With indirect referrals, the physician recommends that the child's caregiver contact the local early intervention program to schedule further screenings for the child, but does not actually make the referral. We hypothesize that children referred directly rather than indirectly to the local early intervention program by a physician would, one, have lower no-show rates for initial assessment, two, be younger at the time of referral, and three, have higher rates of eligibility for early intervention services. Participants in this study included children 0 to 35 months of age who were referred to Part C early intervention programs in Baltimore, Maryland during the two-year period of 2005 and 2006. We limited our analyses to children who were referred for concerns about speech and language development, and where the original need for a referral was identified by a physician or other primary care provider. However, the referral could be placed by any individual, not just the physician. 874 children met our inclusion criteria. Their average age was just less than 2 years. 69% were male, 67% were African American, 60% were covered by Medicaid. These race and health insurance figures broadly reflect the demographics of Baltimore as a whole. One quarter of the children had their referral placed directly by the physician as opposed to indirectly. We use chi-square analyses to compare children's no-show rate for initial assessment and rates of eligibility for early intervention services between the two types of referral. We also use students' T-tests to compare children's age at the time of referral between the two groups. Here are our results. We found that in those cases where the physician placed the referral directly, nearly one-third of children no-showed their initial assessment. This was more than twice the no-show rate than for children where the physician recommended a referral, but another individual actually placed the referral. Children referred directly by physicians were about 5 weeks younger at time of referral. About two-thirds of the children in both groups who completed an initial assessment were found eligible for early intervention services. There was no significant difference between groups. In conclusion, contrary to our hypothesis, children who had their referral placed directly by a physician had much higher no-show rates for their initial assessment. Whether physicians' referral procedures led to these higher no-show rates or are correlated with other causal factors is not clear from this study. Children referred directly by a physician were slightly younger at the time of referral, although this difference does not seem clinically significant. Referral procedures was not related to a child's ultimate eligibility for early intervention services. There are a number of possible explanations for our unexpected findings. One possible explanation is that of selection bias. It is possible that in many cases where a physician recommended a referral to early intervention, no parent or other individual ever called to place the referral. There would be no record of these children in the data set we use, which was made up of children with a referral on record. Another possible selection bias is that physicians may have preferentially placed direct referrals for families where they suspected the family might have difficulty following through on a referral. Such families may have been more disorganized and thus less likely to follow through with a referral. We also believe that theories about self-efficacy are worth exploring as an explanation for our unexpected findings. Families placing their own referrals may have perceived themselves to be more active stakeholders in the early intervention process. This may have increased their personal expectations and beliefs in their own abilities. As a result, they may have been more motivated to complete the process by making contact with early intervention programs. It is with enormous gratitude and appreciation I would like to acknowledge my funding sources and those very special people who provided the guidance that made this project possible. Thank you.
Thank you so much.